You know the times in your life when something looks like a small problem and then it turns out to be a little example of a much wider issue? We might have something like that here in the Hunter. It's all about the Williams River and the quality of water that ends up in our water supply. Digby Raywood is the president of the Williams River Care Association and a councillor on Dungog Shire Council, and he's with me now. Digby, good morning.
How are you, Craig? Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Just for some context, remind me of the connection between the Williams River and the Hunter's water supply.
Sure, Craig. Look, many of the listeners may not be aware, but Hunter Water, way back in about 1967, put a weir across at Seam, the Seam Weir, and that was to stop the salt water coming through, so that the water in the weir is completely fresh water, and it's collected by a major area in Dungog Shire, which is running to the Williams River, that weir. They then constructed a canal, the Blicker Canal, and it takes it across to Grahamstown Dam, which they also constructed. So the Blicker Canal has got a number of pumps, so the fresh water that's connected in the weir pool is pumped into Grahamstown Dam, which is then the major outlet where the water is treated prior to going the potable water for people to drink.
Digby, what is going on in the Williams River that worries you at the moment?
The main worry for the group that I am, the Williams River Care and also Dungog Shire, is that there's no one body that's in charge of the health of the river. The river is deteriorating, and even Hunter Water's general manager, Darren Cleary, has publicly has said that, but nothing happens. There's no... We've asked for an independent body like the old Healthy Rivers Commission to make some decisions that are actually scientifically or based, evidence-based, because nothing has happened. And at the moment, can you believe that Transport for New South Wales is the lead agency, and what environment expertise they have. Craig, we're watching a slow train crash happening here, because the water in the weir pool is deteriorating. That's being pumped then into Grahamstown Dam. And as the general manager, Darren Cleary, Hunter Water, says, at least 5 tonnes of phosphorus is being unavoidably pumped into the Grahamstown Dam. And when you get a high nutrient load of phosphorus and nitrogen and the conditions are right, you'll get a blue-green algae outbreak. And that's was right on the verge this year in Grahamstown. We had an amber alert, but this rain has been fantastic for farmers, but it's also saved Hunter Water. And we are looking at a major train crash. Blue-green algae has got some highly toxic hepatotoxins and cyanotoxins. And your listeners can Google blue-green algae and be concerned themselves, Craig.
Now, in a statement Hunter Water has provided, which I'm going to read out shortly before the news, they said their treatment processes will continue to ensure safe drinking water. How does this affect your concerns? Does it alleviate your concerns?
No, none at all, Craig. This is just the media bias. Like, we know technically you can treat raw sewer and with the chemicals involved, and at the end you can say, look, this is safe to drink. But, there's a number of concerns hidden behind this blue-green algae, which is not easily removed. You need an activated carbon filter to pull it out. It won't be boiled out. That's political talk, Craig. And they might as well say they're treating their sewer water, and at the end it is potable. Well, we're not arguing it's not potable, but it's going to cost them a heap more money, and therefore it's going to cost you more money and us more money for our water, because they haven't got the basics right in the first place and collected clean water.
Digby, I'm going to read the statement now that Hunter Water have released and provided to us. We did ask them to come on the program this morning, however they declined the offer, but it's good to talk to you today and get your point of view. Appreciate you coming on.
Craig, thanks. My pleasure, mate.
Digby Raywood, President of the Williams River Care Association and a councillor on Dungog Council. Now, as I mentioned, Hunter Water were offered the opportunity to come on today, declined the offer, but here is their statement. Drinking water supplied by Hunter Water remains safe to drink. This includes water from Grahamstown Dam, which sources water from Siam Weir by pumping water along the Balukira Canal. We have robust water treatment processes in place to ensure the safety of water supplied to our communities. Hunter Water has in-depth monitoring and testing programs to assure us and the community that water we supply meets and exceeds Australian drinking water guidelines. We have comprehensive policies, procedures, maintenance programs and monitoring from catchment to tap to ensure the safety of water. We want to reassure our customers and our community that the safety of drinking water is our top priority. Now, the statement goes on to say, the long-term deterioration in river quality or river water quality as a result of erosion on the Williams River is a concern to Hunter Water. However, our management of Grahamstown Dam, including when pumping into the dam from Siam Weir and the process treatment processes at Grahamstown Water Treatment Plant continue to provide robust barriers to ensure the safety of drinking water. And finally, Hunter Water go on to say, there are a range of government agencies which have responsibility for regulating activities that can affect water quality in the Siam Weir. And we are closely involved in working with other agencies and stakeholders to manage water quality in the catchment. On behalf of our communities, Hunter Water has and will continue to invest in catchment improvement works.